check. 1, 2. Mic 1. All right. Check 1. Testing. Check 1. So mixlr.com/watchmenradio. That's watch MEN radio. You go to the chat box from there. We're going to be adding Wirecast in a week or two, which is going to enable us to simulcast stream on Facebook and YouTube simultaneously. So that's another way of reaching out. And if we're still here, who knows what's going on? I would say about 35 minutes ago, they just rushed Donald Trump off stage in Reno, Nevada. Looked like someone tried to kill him or something. So that's never good. I hope sound is working in the room, but the chat box, you can go in there. We are live tonight. We've got Pastor David Langford. He's known on WWCR for years. God, we know him going back many, many years, you know, 2004. So he's going to be joining us. Let me try Redbeard. I hope this thing works. You remember what happened last week, right? That was just weird.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Your new code name is Buster Brown. I'm checking if we have sound in the room. There's nobody moving in here.
I don't know what's going on. Well, now it cleared up. But when you first called me, it was...
Do we have sound?
I don't know, but the phone was really staticky when
you
first called.
Jeez. Let me try Zoe. Zoe actually has fans. People actually like him. I don't even think I'm in the chat box. I don't know what the heck's going on. I've been booted. Well, now I see people in there. I tried calling Zoe. You're my witness.
Yep.
Yeah, is there? Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Zippy? All right, so, you know, I'm not in a good mood, okay? Because these libtards are just getting me so disturbed. Okay, now, the direction of the broadcast over the past couple weeks, okay, it's been pretty obvious that I've been drawing a line of the lizards and the goats on one side. We've done many broadcasts talking about damned, walking, cursed seed here on Earth, okay, which we're seeing now come to a head like never before. So I'm going to touch on that. And I want to talk about that. They just tried to kill Donald Trump 35 minutes ago.
My goodness. Really? Yeah,
somebody had some type of weapon. I don't know what happened, but they rushed him off. And these are the goats, people. Listen, this is unbelievable, okay, what we're seeing. Now, this all started with the Mandela effect. All these things started, what did I say back then? People are becoming more evil, right? There's like an evilness like never before. And now we're seeing things come to light. Like, the goats can't get away with what they used to get away with. Have you noticed that? It's like they're getting busted here, pedophilia here, rituals here. It's like constantly being exposed. Am I the only one that notices that?
I notice it every day.
Redbeard, you do. Okay. So the direction of the broadcast has been that way, where we've been talking about the sons of Belial, the goats. I mean, we've done 3 broadcasts about this. And what was I saying? I was saying that they were involved. These are the goats, the satanic sons of Belial against the Lord's people. Okay? That's what I was saying. Now we're seeing, okay, this come to light this week. We see that in the Podesta WikiLeaks exposed email, that Podesta was actually talking about not even the pedophilia, because they use code names like hot dog and all these types of food for the pedophilia. That's all being exposed. But I'm just talking about the satanic ritual known as spirit cooking, okay? Which just, I would hate to say research it, because it's so evil that it might even traumatize you. I mean, they are involved in deep-rooted, satanic, demonic activities, and they're gaining power. They think they can. Listen, what's going on is that they've been getting away with this for years through the sperm and the bucket, whatever they're doing. Okay, bleeding into the cauldrons, all this stuff, what they're doing with body fluids. They're really disgusting animals. Okay, because you can see why God wants to kill them now. Now, what they do with this is they abuse children. They shatter their souls through sexual rituals and abuse. And as this is all going, they're partying. You got the Bohemian Grove was exposed in Colin Powell's email that they hated Trump, right? Didn't we say that? And now we got Podesta going to these parties, spirit cooking parties, where they do these rituals, and guess what? This is how they get power. This is how they continue and go forward. This is how they send demons to do their dirty work. This is how they have the sons of darkness manipulating in their favor to accomplish their will and to get things done here on this earth and to bring their kingdom of darkness here on this earth. But what's happening is it's being exposed. Now, sons of Belial, cursed walking beings. And many say, well, pray for them. They must have Jesus. They know about Jesus. They hate Jesus. These are damned walking beings. They want you dead. They have made a pact with the Luciferian culture in such a realm that they look upon you as you have no knowledge of anything spiritual. Many Christians have no knowledge of anything spiritual. But these walking sons of Belial, they know a lot about spiritual things. They've made pacts with certain spirits. This is way, way, way beyond the 72 Gorgia. I mean, they're way down the road. Now, here's the good news, is that the Lord is putting his foot down on their party. That's what's going on. He has to. Because the Christianity today, a majority of it is so weak, so benign, it's not doing any. God has to step up. I mean, how many people are folding their arms right now? Well, I'm not voting for Trump because he wants to stack the SCOTUS with people that are anti-Roe and Wade. He's going to overturn abortion. He's going to overturn the Johnson Amendment and give Christians their voices back in the church. I don't like him. And they fold their arms. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? That's even more scarier. That's worse. We're dealing with complete idiocy. The world is completely nuts. I mean, just alone, the very fact that the SCOTUS would be stacked with judges that would overturn late-term abortion specifically, where in the womb, up to 9 months, they stabbed the baby in the neck with the scalpel. This is crazy. Now, there has been testimonies of Satanists that actually work in these clinics, that they do rituals as they're killing the baby. Again, the blood of innocence. Unpardonable in the book of Jeremiah, right? Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret. Now, the occult, right? They glory in the secrets of the occult. Now look at it. Now look at the spirit cooking. Everybody, the five on Fox News, mainstream media was talking about it today. So it's not like it's definitely out there. So my point is that the things that are in secret, the occult, are being exposed like never before. For nothing in secret that shall be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Mark 4:22, same thing. And everything that will be brought to light, every hidden thing will be brought to light. Mark 4:22. So the word of God is true, that we're seeing this happen. Amen?
Amen.
I want to touch on this. I know you guys got a lot to say. But I'm just so disturbed about what's going on with the satanic rituals and pedophilia ring. But I'll tell you, in 2 Kings 3:27, this is, you might say, well, why are they worshiping blood and doing cauldrons with all types of body fluids and dancing around, eating humans and raping babies and children? You might ask, why do they do that? They do it for power. They have a lust of power here on this earth. They are the seed of the goat. They are the accursed damn seed here on earth. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying a majority of them have already made a pact with Lucifer. Okay? And that's how you can see how seared they are. They have no conscience. Now, how do they get power? There's power in demonic sacrifice. A lot of people don't believe that. Now, I'll show you in 2 Kings 3:27. This is a story when Israel, anointed kings, were going forward to destroy a certain ruler. And this was a great battle. And this guy was about to go down. This is in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. This guy was going down. And the armies of Israel were unified against him, and they were going to destroy him. And instead of going down, he decided to kill his own son. Blood ritual. It says, then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him up as a sacrifice on the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed. You see, confusion went out. The powers of darkness were able to operate through the sacrifice. So this is the mindset of these satanic plants here on earth, the sons of Belial. Their mindset is blood, sacrifice, curses, ritual, destruction, and shattering of souls through pedophilia. That's their agenda of power. Now, this is an instance where confusion was sent out on armies, complete armies, where for a blood sacrifice. You see the power? You see what happened? So this is how they've been going all these years. But the problem is, on Mount Carmel, we see where God had enough. Mount Carmel, they did draw blood. They were drawing as much blood as they could to get power. But there just comes a time where God has enough of it. You see? And I believe we're in that situation. I think we're seeing God put his foot down on the sons of Belial, and they are going to be shattered. They're being exposed now, okay? And they're going down. And I believe Trump represents recompense on a lot of organization and the corruption that's going on. Now, I believe they're going to try everything they could do to stop him from reigning into power because he is going to expose them, what they're doing. Okay? He can't be bought. Now, what I'm saying is that they're going to try to cheat with the machines, with the voting machines. But I believe it's going to be exposed. I think people are going to be requesting paper ballots. And I think that we're in for a little bit of a battle here because the kingdoms that are set up right now are going to put up a fuss, let's face it. Now, Romans 13, I wanted to touch on this because a lot of people say they fold their arms and they don't want to get involved in trying to bring in somebody. They hate Trump, but they don't want to bring him into power because he said something foul 13 years ago, whatever it might be. And they just think that, you know, they're just going to sit back and let everything play out. But Romans 13, it says, let everyone be subject to government authorities. You know, there's plenty of scripture, render unto Caesar what is Caesar. We aren't supposed to just move along in the system, but it says in Romans 13 that the authorities and the governments were here and established by God. So God did allow these things to manifest in the world, the governments. That's what it says in Romans 13. Go check it out. Now, I'm saying this, that we should want to definitely stop abortion. If anyone has ever seen late-term abortion, you would want to stop that. I would say stop it. I would say do everything you can, because if you don't do anything at all, like Scott Hensler said, there could be a curse of that child that sacrificed on you due to complacency. And if you don't think there's a curse of complacency, you've never read the book of Judges. Because an angel came down and cursed an entire inhabitants called Noahs. Go check it out. Now, Jimmy, what do you got to add to that?
You know, just this whole Podesta WikiLeaks thing today, I mean, showing basically that, you know, either they're seriously into pedophilia, this email with the 11, 9, and almost 7-year-old girl talking about putting them in a pool when it's 68 degrees outside. I mean, that's just crazy. Either they're I mean, to me, more than child molestation, that sounds like human trafficking. You know, that they're putting these girls into a pool. And why would they be announcing that to everybody that's supposed to show up in this party? Who cares about, you know, little kids that are wanting to go swimming?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this whole thing is just craziness that, and it's being exposed to the whole world. You know, I put a little post on Facebook about it today, and I had somebody come down and say, oh, you're really stretching it now. It's about kids wanting to go swimming. Well, why are you going to announce that to, you know, millionaires and billionaires that are coming to a party, you know?
Yeah, he said that that would be entertaining for you.
Yeah, and they're going to be entertaining for you, and this Uber driver is the one going to pick them up. I mean, why would you give them all that all those details, you know, making your people that are coming to the party?
Why would you bringing 7, 10, and 11-year-old children to swim and swim into this heated tub at night?
Yeah, I mean, craziness.
And why do they have all these code words now, hot dog and all these things being busted, like... you know, Obama sent hot dogs, 65,000 worth of hot dogs. I mean, Obama is also a homosexual.
Well, absolutely.
So, you know, this whole thing, this is traumatizing, realizing how evil people are. I mean, these are evil people. They're wicked. I mean, you're really starting to see the separation of the goats and the sheep, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing it like no other time in our life as well, because I believe that we are living at the end of this age, and we once again will see the return of our Messiah. So we're going to see all these things made manifest. I believe that Father's giving us an opportunity for a reprise, like he did Hezekiah when he turned his face to the wall. You know, he's giving us as a country that opportunity to turn our face to the wall. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. We have an opportunity here to start healing our land. Now, we all know that that's not going to last, because eventually the Messiah is going to return, and he's going to put an end to sin for once and for all time. But if we have a reprisal, if we have the opportunity to save one more soul from an eternity of hell, why would you not take 10 minutes out of your day and go cast a vote on a ballot somewhere?
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. You know, if this witch gets in, I'm out of here. I'm moving.
I'm done.
This is unbelievable. Because listen, this is out of control. I mean, we're dealing with some vile entities here. I mean, we're dealing with child molestation, corruption, Satanism to the highest level, blood ritual, blood sacrifices, spirit cooking, all types of wicked cauldrons. I mean, this is... did anyone think that this was just... I mean, some people... We talked about it, but now it's true. It's all true. It's like you're in a nightmare. It's all true. Okay? They're wicked. They're wicked, demonic, child-raping witches and warlocks. Period. That's it. The evidence is in. Do you get it?
Even with all this information being brought to light, Rich, you know there's still people out there going, well, you know, I'm more holier than any of these people, and a vote for evil is still a vote for evil. I mean, it's the stupidest argument I've ever heard.
You have to understand one thing. When Roe and Wade was instituted in 73, I mean, you know, curses began to go out on the land then.
Absolutely.
It has to be reversed.
Absolutely.
That is the blood of innocence.
The Father has let us simmer in the filth of our sin for allowing something like that to happen in our land.
There hasn't been real revival since then, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Wickedness has been able to grow and flourish because the Father took his hand off this nation, because we kill our innocent, our unborn.
Yeah, everybody's like, where's the revival? How come there's no revival? Well, yeah, they're shaking their fist in the sky. It's because no one wants to stamp out the blood rituals and blood sacrifices of children. How about that? Why don't you start there?
Well, yeah, look at A.A. Allen. Look at all these Jimmy Swagger. I mean, all the ministers that brought this great revival through the land in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. In the 70s, everything came to a dead stop. The church started dying because we didn't stand up and stop abortion in our country.
It's unbelievable. Up to the ninth month, Jimmy. They go right in there, and they sever its neck. Okay.
There's always been homosexuality. There's always been abortion. But the church fought back against these things to the point that if they were done, they were criminalized. They were ostracized. They were put out from among the assembly of believers. Now they're accepted in. Pastors are telling girls that are coming to their church, well, you don't want to ruin your life, so why don't you just go get an abortion? Pastors are telling girls this.
Yeah, and what did Obama say? I don't want you to ruin your life with a baby.
Absolutely.
Do you remember he said that?
I 100% remember.
What kind of sick bastard would say something like that?
Yeah, about his grandchild.
He's a sick bastard, isn't he?
Absolutely.
And this witch, she's not even a human. Hillary. You know what's scary? Is that people are actually voting for her, as corrupt as she is. Okay, am I in a dream? I mean, this is unbelievable. As corrupt as she is with two FBI investigations, okay, turning her backs on our men in Benghazi, all the corruption, all the murder and scandals over the years since the 90s, and it's still going on, okay? And people are like, well, vote for Hillary, and they don't care what the hell is going on around here.
Well, it goes back before the 90s, Rich. The Clintons go back into the 80s when he was running for governor.
What is wrong with these people? Where am I? Is this the Twilight Zone?
I mean, it's like we all went to sleep one day in America and woke up in Cuckoo Land.
Whatever happened to Zoe? You fell asleep?
No, I had some police around my vehicle. I had to put it on mute for a minute.
Somebody yeah, figures. The cops are after you.
No, seriously, but I told them I was a minister of the gospel, and they just let me go. They just like said, "Okay, well, have a nice night." Sir.
I'm sure, but some sure they didn't believe that.
Yeah, they did. listen, I am in total shock here, man. This is just, that pot stirring that you're making. Oh my God! Think of that movie Caligula with that pot stirring back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Golly,
yeah.
The pot of
they're sitting
disgusting
here
pot they've been stirring.
I'm really, you know what, dude? You know what, dude? I mean, this is unbelievable. This is definitely the Twilight Zone. I don't even know if I'm here with you right now. I'm just like, these people are so insane.
Well, I mean, can say this, Rich. Listen, if that woman gets elected, okay, there's going to be a mass exodus of people leaving this country because they have exposed the corruption. And if any good Christian person is going to sit under that corruption, how could they even sit in this country?
That's what I'm saying,
Zoe. Come out from among them, be out separate.
They're Satanists. It's been exposed. They're Satanists now.
That's right. And
they really are.
That's right. So why would we not leave this country if she got elected?
They're freaking witches. It's been
exposed. God is raising up a trumpet here, and we got to believe that it's going to turn around. That's what our faith is right now. We're believing that God is raising up a Cyrus to stand as king.
They're going
to
do everything they can to cheat here. I'm telling
you.
They're bringing out buses.
His anointing is on this man, obviously, and he's being protected, so we got to stand with that.
Well, we don't know if it's to incite a revolution. Maybe it is.
Well, possibly.
You know, there's probably going to be a revolution. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, because this is what revolution's all about. This is why a revolution was actually invented. It's when you have corrupt, you know, scum that have taken over and are corrupt and have stacked everything and that are corrupt. And this is why, okay, you have the Second Amendment. This is what it's all about.
I just want to speak to Christians out there tonight about something that's very near and dear to me. I mean, as a Jewish man, we remember the Holocaust. I mean, my grandparents, my
great-grandparents.
You
look Irish to me, but go ahead.
The whole thing that is happening here, our whole motto as Jewish is never again. We won't allow this to happen ever again. We're seeing this happen on a grander scale in our country, okay? when we see this stuff building up, if this woman gets in office, the Jews that were spared when Hitler came on the scene are the ones that left and came to the United States, like my grandparents, when they saw it building up.
Yeah.
When this woman gets in, if she gets in office, you better think about a safe place. You better think about a place to go, because things are going to get bad, and Satanists are going to be running this country out in the open, and people are going to start to die.
Yeah, it's going to be 100% under the banner of complete satanic domination.
Absolutely.
And I am actually shocked. I had no idea that she was a witch. Podesta is stabs his fingers. He's got scars. He eats the pain. He stabs himself in the fingers. They eat the pain. You know, they got goat's blood and human blood. They put it on the walls. They masturbate into buckets. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, God, I mean, can you blame God for wanting to kill these people?
No.
I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, God has to kill them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, God, you know what?
Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Yeah, you are Baba Booey. Jimmy, we're going to nuke you.
All right.
Because I'm going to get Langford on. I'm going to try to call you back on the other line, though.
All right.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Listen, Langford's going to rip them a new you-know-what right now. He's just, he's on fire.
You can't prove that.
Yeah, he's done with these libtards.
Yeah, let's just hope this works. That's what it is, okay? It's a bad cable. It's a bad cable.
Okay. Hey, we got it now.
God. You know, these cables are getting old. I've been on the air 14 years over here.
I think that was Jimmy you had on the line, bro.
Was it Jimmy?
Yeah, that's...
You there?
Yeah, you're calling me. This is Jimmy.
That's good. Oh, man, it's good.
Did we get Pastor David on the line?
Not yet, brother. That was a good one. Baba Booey.
We're in a lot of trouble here, man.
You got him now. There he is.
Nah, this could be Jimmy again. I'm going to have to, you know.
Hello?
Oh, my God. I'm going to hang up on you.
Listen, if you got to nuke us all, I understand, bro.
It's unbelievable. I call Pastor David's number, and Jimmy picks up. It's like he took over his number. That is weird. Why is Redbeard picking up? And then he keeps answering. He thinks it's funny.
Brother Rich?
Yeah, we had some weird thing go on here where I was calling you and then Redbeard was picking up.
Yeah?
Strangest thing I've ever seen. But, listen, I know you got a lot to say, so I'm going to hand the mic over to you. Pastor David Langford, we've known him since 2004. And, you know, I'd like you to touch on tonight a little bit of what's going on with this election, because there's a lot of people folding their arms, okay, that don't want to get involved with voting for Trump or to try to stop this witch who's involved in Satanism, killing babies, cauldrons of masturbation buckets and blood called spirit cooking. I mean, do we really want that type of people ruling this country right now, Pastor David?
Well, absolutely not. And, you know, people need to understand, we're not voting for a preacher. We're not even voting for as much as a deacon or a church janitor. We're voting for the president of the United States. A church janitor has more spirituality than a modern era president. And talk about what Donald Trump said. You know, I'm going to be very candid tonight. Rich,
yeah.
I talked like that before I got
it's
saved.
It's okay.
Hey, I talked like that before I got saved. I was a jock. You know, I had an ego. That's what men... But did you notice when he got off the bus, he put on this cordial, diplomatic reverence, correctness? You see, because that's not really who he is, but behind closed doors. You know, I had a Presbyterian pastor tell me one time, I loved it. He said, if I knew everything about all of you members sitting in this church, he said, I wouldn't want to be your pastor.
Wow.
He said, and you probably knew everything about me, you wouldn't want me to be your pastor. In other words, if I knew about your life, I wouldn't want you to be my church members. If you knew about my life, you might not want me to be about your pastor.
Yeah.
So we're all human, you know. And so in the last debate, Donald Trump made it very clear to me, choose you life or death. He said even up to the second or third day into the ninth month of a child's birth, of the third trimester, you'll still abort that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Hillary says, well, I'm for women's health. I am too. But don't mask abortion under health care.
Yes.
See, and so I'm going to vote for Trump. Don't really care who knows it. You know, the FCC can come after me. I really don't care about this stuff because that's a problem with political correctness. You got cowards, and you got people out there who say they know God. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
Yes.
So you have to make a choice here. Do you want an unreasonable, wicked witch in the White House?
No.
Please. And the word unreasonable there means an injurious person. I mean, she has a litany and a legacy of injuring people.
Yes.
And so here's my concern. You know, I've not gotten anything clear in my spirit from God. But I will say this tonight. If Donald Trump wins this election, which may be just like 1980 with Ronald Reagan, it was a landslide because people didn't say a whole lot. They polled all the major cities, but they didn't go out to poor places like I live out in the country where we're just a bunch of podunk country people. And so we're not significant in these elitist eyes. But let me say this. If Donald Trump is elected the president of these United States, we better not take a victory lap, and we better not tout this as something spectacular, because I'm going to tell you why. This nation has been martyred, and its Constitution has been crucified. After the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, there was great grief and bereavement and sorrow throughout all of Jerusalem. Even on the two men on the road to Emmaus, they said to Jesus, "Don't you?" They didn't know it was Jesus. He disguised himself spiritually, so they would not know who he was. And they said to him, "You know, have you not heard what's going on the last few days here?" I'm kind of paraphrasing here about what these two men said on the road to Emmaus. But then when he broke bread, they talked him into coming onto their house that night. And he broke bread with them, and when he broke the bread in Luke 24, their eyes were open, and he vanished away.
Mm.
And then, of course, the rumor started spreading, he's risen, he's risen, he's risen. Here's the thing. If God was to use Donald Trump to raise America back up and make it great again, the church better get ready. All godly people need to get ready for untold persecution. Because the left wing is not going to stand by and do nothing. They're going to come at us with everything they have. After his resurrection, we know in Acts chapter 1, he said in verse 8, "You shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the most utter parts of the earth." Okay. They probably didn't anticipate how they were going out. Now remember, he said, "You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." You know how they got to those places? Acts chapter 8, verse 1. The numbers are exactly flipped.
Hmm.
He said this in Acts 1 and 8. Now listen to what he says in Acts 8 and 1. "And Saul was consenting unto Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles, which they all died deaths of martyrdom in Jerusalem." Here's my point. After the resurrection, the battle was on, folks. All hell broke loose. If we have a victory, and I pray to God that we have a victory for this nation, all hell is going to break loose. Don't you think they're not coming after, just like after the resurrection of Jesus, they begin to arrest them, they begin to beat them, they begin to imprison them, they begin to martyr them, they begin to behead them? People need to understand what will happen if this does take place. You know, the 80s, we had a great opportunity, and there was a move of God. You know, I've preached for the one brother and not the other, but the two largest ministries in the 80s fail. And then all of us were accused of being charlatans and pretenders, Swaggart and Baker. I've preached for Jim Baker, not for Swaggart. My point is, after that landslide victory in 1980, the church was booming, rocking, and rolling. And all of a sudden, sin got in the camp. The devil knows how to get to the church better than anybody. And so sin got in the camp and just did such destruction and chaos, it was untold. Well, if we keep ourselves intact spiritually, we need to get ready for the greatest spiritual battle that we've ever witnessed, because the devil is not going to sit down and take this, especially if he appoints Supreme Court justices who says we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
Listen, these liberals are not going to let you take that right.
Well, they got no choice.
My point is, Rich, civil rest, civil war, untold lynchings, mobbings, burnings. If he starts to drain the swamp, all hell will break. Don't think the swamp can be drained without all hell breaking loose.
Yeah.
People need to understand the flip side of the coin. I'm telling you. I'm telling you as a man of God. It's just like after the resurrection. It broke loose. Read the book of Acts. That's why it's called Acts of the Apostles. They stoned Stephen. They beheaded James. I mean, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
But hey, my God, he started building his church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Well,
and this is what we're getting ready to encounter if he wins.
Well, what's the opposite flip side of this? If this witch gets in, there's a satanic force, they're doing occult rituals. Podesta has been exposed for doing spirit cooking with cauldrons and blood and all types of body fluids. I mean, you know, what's going on here? I mean, this is an occultic ring of pedophilia. I mean, what kind of covering is that going to be?
Well, what will end up happening in that sense, this will drive the church totally underground. Because they're not just going to set by. We've got to remember, a quarter of a century ago, we heard the term New World Order. 25 years ago this year, 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush said, we have an opportunity for a new world order. You see, what I've come to understand, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're all taking us down the same road. They just want to be the ones in the lead car. But they're taking us down the same. You know, we put all these so-called conservatives in, nothing ever changes. So that tells you the whole system is corrupt.
The Bohemian Grove doesn't like Trump either.
None of them do. You know why? Trump is not a Mason. He's never been initiated. He's not a part of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a totally outsider.
Yeah.
He could very well be a type of Josiah. Josiah, when they found the law, as they were rebuilding the temple, somebody found the law, and they brought it to him, and they read it. He read his garment, he repented, and God said, because you have repented, I will not suffer the Babylonian captivity to take place in your lifetime. But after you're dead, I'm going to allow Nebuchadnezzar to come in and destroy this place completely and burn it down. And Zedekiah was the king.
That's right. Yeah.
Zedekiah, the last thing he saw was Nebuchadnezzar murder his two sons. Then they bored out his eyes, and he died in chains and shackles in Babylon.
Mm.
So, you see, God could delay what we've read from so many prophets in years past, from Dimitri Duman, Henry Groover, A.A. Allen, other men who have had visions. God said, because you have done that which is right. Folks, you can read this in 2 Kings chapter 22, chapter 23. It says something about Josiah that he said about no other king. He said, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He neither turned to the left nor to the right.
Yeah.
You know, David committed adultery. So he turned to the left. Huh? You see, he's the only king that said he walked in the way of David his father and turned not to the right hand or to the left. So he walked in a path of righteousness. And then you can read it in 2 Kings 22 and 20. He said, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace. And thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place.
Yes.
And so he brought about reforms. He started tearing down all the the phalluses, the idols of Baal. He slew all of the false priests. It says he sacrificed them. He says he broke down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the groves, the Bohemian groves. These were groves.
He reinstituted Passover. Yeah, he ground up the golden calf cult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but listen, what do you have to say about these other believers, that so-called believers? What is going on with discernment today? I mean,
well, but listen, I can tell you all day long I'm an automobile because I stand in my garage. That doesn't make me a car rich.
Yeah.
That makes me an idiot. You could tell me all day long that you're a Christian, but you prove to me by the fruit. You see, God knows every man's heart. I don't know every man's heart. You don't know every man's heart. Nobody, unless God will reveal the secrets of men's hearts. So God says, you shall know them by their fruits. So I have to go by a person's fruit, because I can look at a pear tree and say, hey, that's a pear. I can look at an apple tree, that's an apple tree. I can look at a peach tree and say, that's a peach tree. I'm not a horticulturist. I can't look at bark and leaves and tell you that much. I can look at a peach tree bark and tell you it's a peach tree, because I know that little bit. But when you get to pears and apples and things like that, I'm not that good. But my point is, he said, you shall know them by their fruits. See, now, God is involved in government. If you don't think it, he is. He destroyed the Egyptian government, but he saved his people.
Mm.
He destroyed the Babylonian government, and he saved his people. Now, he always fills the void with another government, which when he destroyed the Babylonian government, he filled the void with the Medo-Persian Empire. Then when he let them down, he brought in the Grecian. After Grecian came Rome. And we're looking for a one-world order, a one-time government to come on the world scene, and that will be the last one. And when Jesus comes, the Bible said in Luke 1:33, he will set up his kingdom, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Yeah.
See, so God has always established government. Now, it's because of who we put in office that they become corrupt. Remember, Israel said, we want a king. We want a king. We want a king. God said, no, I want you to retain theocracy where I rule over you and your lives. But they said, no, we want a king. He said, okay. And you can read all this in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Samuel was so distraught. He said, Samuel, they have not rejected you. They have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. So he said, I'm going to give them their king. And then he goes in chapter 8, 1 Samuel chapter 8, he goes through a litany of what the king and government will now do to you, because you've rejected a godly, theocratic government. You want a king like the rest of the nations. He said he's going to take everything from you, a tenth of your seed. He will take your fields. He will take your vineyards. He will take your olive yards. He will take from you and give to his officers, like the attorney general. He will take from you and give to his servants. He will take your men servants. He will take your maid servants. He will take your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. Don't we all indirectly work for the government? Yes, we do, because every week they take our taxes, they take our property taxes, driver's license, hunting license, fishing license, a car tag, whatever case might be. God said, this is what you're going to get. This is what you want. This is what you're going to get. We're getting what we asked for, and we're putting the people in the office. And everybody can sit there and be self-righteous and be smug and say, I'll not vote that way, okay? Then let the demons and the devils of hell have their way. Because you see, Deuteronomy 30:19, God made it very clear that we have a choice in our lives. He said, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that you and your children might see. Don't they understand that if Hillary goes in, she's done said the Supreme Court has it wrong on the Second Amendment? Donald Trump says, I'm going to put men that stand for the Second Amendment. He's not told who he's going to put on there. And I don't know the man, Mark Taylor, but Mark Taylor gave a prophecy back in April of this year that Donald Trump would be elected and appoint 5 Supreme Court justices. This is not only for us. This is for the next 30 to 40, maybe 50 years. Our nation could be affected if God tarries that long as to what could happen. See, it's not just about her getting in the office. If she gets in office, she'll never be dealt with. Here's the scary thing. Have people thought about this? If Donald Trump goes in, Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim, could pardon her, and her, and she never faces anything.
Yeah.
You know, my heart's desire would be to see him not pardon her, Trump go in and say, I'm going to put an attorney general in and a grand jury, and we might just investigate all of them.
Yeah.
From Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Barack Obama. See, they want to keep in power so they're not revealed for who they are.
Yeah, what do you have to say to people that are saying that if you vote for Trump and you want to have somebody stack the SCOTUS with people that are against abortion, that you are now a worshiper of man?
That is absolutely insane. I have something that
what
God
does that
gave
mean?
Me.
It's so weird.
Well, I have something called a conscience. Now, I've listened and I've read, and you have, and you've listened and you've read. You've got a conscience. Your conscience is dictating something in your life. Your conscience is dictating your thought process. What you see is evil. The Bible says you judge every spirit. Try the spirit, whether it be of God or not. Now, as I said, we're not voting for a bishop or a pastor. We're voting for a president. I expect sinner men and sinner women to talk like sinners until they're born again, regenerated. That's what I expect. That's why we preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified, so people will become that's why it's called converted, conversion. You got to be changed. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I don't curse anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't know how to. I haven't forgotten the words. I just don't do that anymore because I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. So I never let anything come out of my mouth that would grieve the Spirit of God. See?
Yeah.
But my conscience says, look at what you're looking at. Look at what you're looking at. She was asked a question, did you wipe your servant? You mean with a cloth? The arrogancy is terrible. It's so smug. It is so self-righteous. I do as I want to do.
Yeah, but Pastor David, I mean, the abortion issue alone, shouldn't we want to stop that?
Well, there's 70 million children's blood crying out every day like Abel's blood did in the earth. That blood goes out to landfills. And all over America in the landfills, there's innocent blood crying out, avenge my blood.
I just don't get it, how people can just fold their arms on that, though.
Because they're hypocrites. I want them to hear very well what I said. You're a hypocrite if that's your attitude. Everybody listening tonight, I don't have any fear of man. You can say what you want to about me. You can write me, email me. I could care less about what you think. You are a hypocrite. You have a choice of life and of death.
Yeah.
It's just, see, they don't like, I had a guy tell me one day, he said, it ain't that black and white, preacher. I said, oh, yes, it is. I said, every page in my Bible is black and white other than what Jesus said is printed in red. But it's just that clear, black, white. Jesus said, you will either love me or you will hate me. That's why he hates tepidness and lukewarmness. I'll puke you out of my mouth.
That's pretty
so
heavy.
So get up, yeah. Man up. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, quit ye like men. Don't quit like a little six-year-old boy. He said, but quit like a man. Be a man about this.
Yeah.
See? But no. You see, people that are purported to be Christians today, they're trying to be politically correct.
God.
See, it's in the church. It's in the church. This year, I'll be graceful tonight in this statement. There was a denomination that had their General Assembly meeting, and they had the placards, and you saw it on the news. They had their placards and their posters. I'm a queer pastor. I'm a queer deacon. I was just preaching in Nashville, Tennessee last Sunday morning, and I held up my Bible in the church.
Yeah.
And I said, somebody want to take my Bible and show me the words queer pastor, queer deacon? You can't do it because it's straight out of hell. But they tell me they're Christians. Don't tell me you're a queer pastor and you're a Christian. I'm not stupid. See, they don't like me to be that pointed or that straight. But I don't care anymore, Rich. Jesus said, after they kill you, what's left they can do for you. But you better fear me, because after you die, I determine where your soul and spirit goes, Jesus said.
I just think the complacency and the attitude is very dangerous.
I'm concerned that he will be elected, and everybody's going to say, "Oh, let's do a victory lap like NASCAR, spin out and blow smoke."
I will be happy, by the way.
I will be happy too, but I'm going to tell you,
I might even smoke a cigar. I'm serious.
Listen,
I don't like cigars, but I just want to see it. Like,
if he wins, you watch the world turn against the church and anything that's conservative. Look what they're doing now to conservatism. They're bashing it to hell.
I just don't like that witch.
You're some kind of freak.
I don't want her in power. She is just very deadly, her organization.
Let me give you a Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. In the last days, children would oppress and women would rule. I'm going to make a lot of women mad, but get over it. How many apostles were women? How many women signed the United States Constitution?
Michelle Obama's a man, too. I believe
I know she is.
Yeah, it looks like
this
a man.
This is why the effeminate movement is taking over even the church world.
Well, we're almost at the top. Pastor David Langford, the voice of evangelism.com. We've known him many years, probably know him almost longer than anybody. I remember when we first got you on in 2004.
Sure.
I was like,
and have we changed preaching the gospel, Rich?
I think I'm more anointed now, maybe.
Yeah. Have we compromised on our end?
I'm joking. Listen, nothing's changed here. We are dead on course. You haven't changed. Yeah, that's true. We have not changed.
Steadfast and unmovable, Paul says.
Zoe, you there?
Bubba Booey.
Yeah, he calls himself Bubba Booey.
Awesome preaching, brother. You were fired up the other night, too, on the Cyrus thing. That's awesome. Isaiah 45.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Amen.
That's Zoe. He just hangs out.
We don't back down for nobody.
Amen. Listen, we were supposed to pray. People in the chat box were asking us to pray, but we only have like 30 seconds. So we'll pray off the air. Pastor David Langford, we need to get you on like a lot. Because one thing I like about you, you just don't care what people think.
Why should I?
You don't.
You know who I fear more than
you
anybody?
You just don't care. It's great. I love it.
I fear God.
Amen.
I'm going to stand before God, Rich, and give an account of this program.
Right,
I won't give an account for this program tonight, brother.
Amen.
I won't give an account to any man. We're all going to be standing on level ground at the Bema seat of Christ. There'll be no big eyes and little U's.
Amen. Watch your radio saying farewell. Be back next week by the grace of God. We love you. The Lord loves you. Pastor David loves you, but Zoe loves you only half.
We love you guys.
We'll be back.
Have a great night.
Good night, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.